You are listening to episode 883. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored to be your meditation guide as I share a meditation technique with you today to help you move past. Every single week, I share a different meditation technique in each episode, customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth for 7 straight days, an entire week. This helps you to really master a particular area of your life. And procrastination is a pretty major setback for many people. And so we've explored meditation techniques this entire series to help you push through that procrastination. And in today's episode, you'll be guided using a walking meditation technique. So you have a chance to take your meditation ritual off your cushion and into your outdoor surroundings. Now, I encourage you to open a window or a door. If you're not able to get outside to meditate and walk, go ahead and do this meditation inside, but try to connect with whatever's going on outside as much as possible. Open the window and feel the cold or the heat or the noise. Just allow yourself to be immersed in whatever's happening around you at this moment. Not trying to put a filter between you and life events surrounding you. I know that it's not always easy to get outside, so in that case, just visualize yourself meditating, doing a walking meditation in your favorite location. And if you are walking today, I'm very proud of you for getting out there. And as you do your walk, we always start by standing still. Stand on your own 2 feet. Did you know that's the most difficult pose in yoga? It's not all the twists and back bends and all the ways you can contort your body. Those yoga poses aren't nearly as challenging as it is to stand firmly, undistracted, on your own 2 feet. It's almost easier to be really focused, moving towards achieving something. But when you have to stand on your own 2 feet and really face your fears, face yourself in stillness, this can be the most difficult pose of all. Now, when you face procrastination, it's often the fear and the self-doubt, the anxiety, the anger at yourself or others who you feel may be holding you back that can trip you up from living the life you want to live, from being the kind of person you want to be, and from sharing your unique gifts with those around you, with the world. We need your gifts. So let's get you started walking. As you stand there and you feel connected, just begin to relax the different areas of your body where you might be holding tension. Inhale through your nose, a nice long inhale. Eyes closed, gently lifted upward. Exhale through your nose, a nice long exhale. Nice and even, not in a forced way. Never force yourself when you meditate. Keep your breath natural. Allow yourself to transition to your own state of stillness. And go ahead and start taking your first few steps, walking. And if you're seated, visualize yourself walking in your favorite area. As you walk, take a look around at your surroundings. Notice the colors, the textures. Maybe you're looking at water. The ripples, the reflection of the sunlight on the water. Or you're looking at buildings and you're noticing the play of light and shadows and the textures and crevices, the colors. Just take a look and absorb your surroundings, noticing what's going on around you, maybe animals or wandering around you, insects, birds, maybe people are passing you. Try not to draw yourself too much into the scenery. Just notice it. So if you see something that kind of irritates you a little bit, just notice it. Not allowing yourself to get too caught up in that, in this emotional trigger. Keeping focused on your walk. And if you see something that really uplifts you, excites you, again, try not to become too drawn into it. Just keep this sense of peace within you, this stillness where you're not really excited or really irritated, just this sense of calm or stillness. And walk and absorb the sounds, the loud, annoying sounds that may jar you. Just notice the small, subtle sounds. Those can draw you in. You focus on a small sound around you. Continue walking, feeling the air on your face, absorbing all your senses as you walk in your environment, focusing on what it is that excites you about your goal or your dream, where you feel really settled when you think about your goals or your dream. And think about what it was that started this process for you to create something new or pursue something new. Try to remember the root cause. What was it that triggered this within you? This desire or passion to pursue something. Something you may have started but just not have completed, or something you haven't even started but you'd love to pursue. Carry this with you into your meditation as you walk. If you'd like a guided meditation, complete guided meditation, using the same techniques I share with you every day on the podcast, you can find a brand new guided meditation every day at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. That's my website. And every day I release a meditation on Slow Down Nation. That is the name of my meditation subscription site, where you can subscribe for 2 weeks free, getting a meditation every day for 2 weeks. And you get access to the more than 800, almost 900 meditations at this point that I've created there. Again, it's at sipandom.com. Continue your walk, absorbing yourself in your environment, considering what it is you want to pursue and accomplish, and what it was that excited you about this, that initiated it in the first place. drawing from your surroundings, feeling connected. I so enjoyed sharing this 7-part meditation series with you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.